Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the weekly report. The great Ukraine robbery is not over yet. The ink was barely dry on President Biden's signature transferring another $61 billion to the black hole called Ukraine when the mainstream media broke the news that this was not the parting shot in a failed U.S. policy. The elites have no intention of shutting down this gravy train, which transports wealth from the middle and working class to the wealthy and connected class. Reuters wrote right after the aid bill was passed that Ukraine's $61 billion lifetime is not enough. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell went on the Sunday shows after the bill was passed to say that $61 billion is not a whole lot of money for us. Well, that's easy for him to say. After all, it's always easier to spend someone else's money. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, was far from grateful for the $170 billion we have shipped thus far to his country. In an interview with Foreign Policy magazine, as the aid package was passed, Kuleba had the nerve to criticize the U.S. for not producing weapons fast enough. If you cannot produce enough interceptors to help Ukraine win the war against the country that wants to destroy the world order, then how are you going to win in the war against perhaps an enemy who is stronger than Russia? How's that for a thank you? It may be understandable why the Ukrainians are frustrated. Most of this money is not going to help them fight Russia. U.S. military aid to Ukraine has left our own stockpiles of weapons depleted, so the money is going to create new production lines to replace weapons already sent to Ukraine. It's all about the U.S. weapons industry. President Biden admitted as much when he said, "We are helping Ukraine while at the same time investing in our own industrial base." This is why Washington is desperate to make sure that if Donald Trump returns to the White House, the Ukraine's gravy train cannot be shut down by his or future administrations. Last week's news broke that the Ukrainian government was in negotiations with the Biden administration to sign a 10-year security agreement that would lock in U.S. funding for Ukraine for the next 2.5 U.S. administrations. That would unconstitutionally tie future presidents' hands when it comes to foreign policy and would leave Americans on the hook for untold billions of dollars more taken from them and sent to the weapons industry to a corrupt foreign government. The U.S. weapons industry and its cheerleaders in Washington, D.C. are determined to keep Ukraine's money flowing until they can figure out a way to gin up a war with China after losing the current war with Russia. That, of course, depends on whether there is anything left of us when the smoke clears. When President Biden signed the $95 billion bill to keep wars going in Ukraine and Gaza and to provoke a future war with China, he called it a good day for world peace. Yes, and war is peace. Debt is good. Freedom is slavery. We are living in a post-truth society where billions spent on the pointless wars are not a whole lot of money, but the piper will be paid and the debt will be cleared.